Us young people are the key to this generation. Some of us spend all day on social media and some of us create a podcast. Hey, I'm Faith Aguilera and I am the host of Little Girl, Big Thoughts. I talk about real life issues that certain people like me feel like we don't have a say in. Come along with me as I explore my thoughts.
Hey guys, I am back here, Faith from Little Girl, Big Thoughts. When will I get a little song in the beginning? I need a little jingle. Da, da. And today I'm here with my brother. Yeah, you heard me. My 10-year-old, and he forced me to say almost turn an 11-year-old little brother. No one cares if your birthday is in 2 weeks. You can speak. You know that.
Hi.
Is this your first time on a podcast?
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to try my hardest not to cringe, but let me do a little intro, then we'll get into what this video is about, or this podcast is about. So if you guys want to go follow me on Instagram, my Instagram is littlegirlbigthoughtspod, and my Twitter is faithonline_, and my TikTok is also littlegirlbigthoughtspod. And also, if you go over to my Instagram, you go over to the link in bio, I have loads of links there which will take you to whatever you really need to go. I post every single Tuesday and you can stream me everywhere. I'm so excited to have Daniel on the show. But also a quick little announcement, I am lucky enough and blessed and so excited to be saying that I'm going to be featured on Teen Change Maker Conference. I'm going to be a panelist during the conference. I believe it's in July. If you need anything like that, I will leave the link to the Instagram down below in the description. So you guys can go fill out all the forms, you know, get yourself set up. It's going to be so exciting. There's loads of different people who are doing it. There's different speakers, different bloggers, panelists. There's so many different people that are going to be there that day. And I'm just so excited. So definitely make sure you go check that out. I did a takeover with them on my Instagram yesterday. And I actually have a little, what do they call it? Highlight for the takeover. If you want to go, you know, look at that. But yeah, so excited to be on it. And thank you guys for the opportunity. So let's get into today's episode. Like I said, I'm here with Daniel. I didn't tell him to write anything. Usually I ask my guests to give them something they can talk about, but I'm just giving Daniel the mic and I'm just gonna ask him to talk about himself.
So yeah, my name is Daniel, as my sister's already said, and 10 turning 11 2 weeks, 1 day or 2 days, who knows. And yeah, I like playing basketball. My favorite sport is basketball, but I play football the most. So, and I feel like I'm funny and I'm fun.
I don't think you're funny.
Oh, you're annoying.
Well, I'm not annoying, am I?
But anyways, my sister, I was going to give her idea, which is the best thing to do when you start a thing. Like, as you can tell from the title, I'm hanging out with my brother or something. So yeah, my name is Daniel.
What are you on about? Okay.
My sister.
No. Okay, we're back after a little break, I think. But today we are going to be talking about breaking news. Today we're going to be talking about racism from a 10-year-old's perspective. And yeah, I'm going to keep calling you a 10-year-old, so don't tell me you're almost 11. So I'm going to ask Daniel, what is racism?
To me, racism is when a skin color or other certain sentence, I don't know how to say it. A skin color is racist, which racist is when, let's say a black and white, a white person was being saying that a black person can't be a cop because they will just help all the black people and not white. That's racist because that's someone's opinion and that's actually racist. So taken from their perspective, that is that's offensive.
Okay, you've kind of just gone all over the world with that one. And can you answer me the question, what is racism? Took about 5 minutes to say nothing.
Racism is... Yeah.
Okay, racism is basically when someone discriminates against another person because of their race. Do you know what discriminate means?
No.
Why? Can you guess what the word might mean?
Offensive means like offensive to the person.
When they kind of like exclude them and they make them feel left out, yeah. Have you ever felt left out because of your race?
Yeah, I think. No, wait, let me think. No, I don't think so. Yeah.
Are you sure? In your whole 10 years of life, no one's ever been racist to you?
No, yeah, I said yeah. Someone has.
Oh, what's the story?
So basically, when I was in. I don't lie. Anyways, when I was in school in year five in one school, beep. I One of my friends, we were playing, then they were like, let's go play a white game. Then after that, they said, well, I can't play because I'm black.
I don't think it means
So, what are you like? How did you feel after that?
after that. I was just saying words in my mind that I was like, why am I black? Why am I black? And I just realized that I was made black because to show that I can be strong, I'm like, I'm tough, and things like that. So yeah.
So, do you have any white friends?
Many white friends,
Do you
thanks.
have any black?
And many black, most black, no. The same amount, I think, probably, yeah.
Okay. Do you feel love for one of them more, or do you love them equal?
If it's going like for all of them and all of them, I would do it equal. But if it's going for each per different persons, I would not say equal.
Okay, but in all,
In all,
you're gonna have to be quick with your decisions.
okay, no,
Why is it not equal then?
I feel like I'm more closer to my black people because they really feel me with things.
What do you mean?
So basically, I can talk to them and they'll feel me and.
What do you mean they'll feel you? I don't
No,
understand
they'll
that.
feel the if I'm get like if someone's being mean to me, they'll feel how I'm feeling because probably they felt it before, and they more touched me.
So do you think that affects your friendship
With who?
with your white friends because they don't feel you?
I didn't say that though.
Okay, but I'm asking
Ask me what?
you. When you're with your white friends,
Yeah.
do you feel any different?
My back, and yeah,
Why?
because like I can talk different to my black friends
In what way?
in my culture. like right now, I'm not actually speaking my just speak how I speak,
Oh, so you have voices, different voices.
I guess so.
Says you, yeah, you do that sometimes.
I do not. Actually, I do have different voices. I don't.
Okay.
Okay, like that. Nothing's scaring me in that. Anyways, do you think there's racism in our world?
For sure.
Can you give me an example?
Can example racism again?
No, just give me an example in our world nowadays where someone you've seen has been racist.
I haven't seen but George Floyd.
What happened with George Floyd?
So basically, he went to the store. He
You know, we don't need the whole deets.
oh, so what do you mean to say?
Just tell me what happened in like 10 seconds.
A white man went on his knee and he said he can't breathe, he didn't listen, and he died. And that's why us black people are supporting for George Floyd today, and we're pussycating us for George Floyd. We love you, George Floyd.
If you guys could see him and did a little smirk, you really thought he did some.
Okay.
Not the okays. Yay. So, do you think, I'm going to ask you a question. Cool. Do you think if there was two people, mm-hmm. And they were the exact same person, mm-hmm. but one was black and one was white, mm-hmm. which one would you feel like you'd connect with more?
It depends.
I said they're the exact same person, but just different colors.
Which one would I like more?
Yeah.
Will they say the same thing?
Yeah.
No, I like them equally.
Why?
Because they're exact same, and just because of the color, they're not different. And they say the same thing, so I can speak to that.
So why do you think... Why do you think that people are racist then?
Because they just want to be white people, and there's...
Do you think only white people can be racist?
No, definitely not.
Okay, go on.
What do you mean?
You were finishing something, then I cut you off.
I forgot now.
Oh, I forgot as well. Okay. The viewers are probably like, what the hell are they on about? Just a waffling mess. Waffling mess.
Do you actually say this stuff in your thing? Okay.
Yeah, I do say these things.
But you're just shouting.
I'm not shouting. I'm speaking like I normally speak.
Okay.
What's the okay? That's your fifth time saying that.
Third.
Oh, dear. Anyways, guys, so if you're still listening, it's been good speaking to Danielle, and I've got a couple of questions here from my viewers up on my Instagram. Make sure you're following me on Instagram, and here are the questions they have for Danielle. First one, do you feel like your teacher treats you differently because of your skin color?
Yeah.
Why?
Because this is boy in my class, beep, pretend his name is Alex. So basically, he's white, right? So when I'm in school and I'm when we're doing our maths, and let's say as an example, because this has happened before. So he, how much time do I have?
Just speak. You got
10 seconds. He's basically, once we were playing a hangman game, so then there was two people, and this guy had a lot, goes Alex. Then there was only me left, so then my teacher told Alex to go again for some reason.
And how did that make you feel?
I feel like I was getting angry at myself, but angry because that's really not fair. Because he was the one that was having all the goals.
So do you think that's due to race or maybe something else, like favoritism?
No, because Alex gets in trouble the most in class.
Okay. So, Daniel, what do you feel like about racism and Black Lives Matter and everything like that? Do you think that it should just be normalized and we have to learn to live with it because that's the type of the society we are? Or do you think that we need to change?
I feel like we need to change because if you go back to the olden days, that there's a lot of things happened that's passed in. Since then, I feel like we could actually make a difference right now. The future that we have, I feel like we can actually make a difference. But it's still, we should maybe still deal with it, but to do some changes in the inside.
Do you know my racism story?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's basically when we're in Canada. There was this girl called, I forgot her name.
Something to do with the girl in Canada.
I don't know.
Well, okay. So basically, when we were in Newport in year 6, I was getting changed and these girls were being racist to me and they were shouting names at me. They called me dirty and stuff like that. They didn't want to play with me and stuff like that. And they made my hell hell. What would you say to those girls if you saw them?
Who's gonna be listening to this?
Everyone.
Who's everyone?
Everyone's gonna be listening to this. Just say what you'd say.
Okay, hi Daniel, because I know I'm gonna be listening to this, and and basically I'll just be really angry at them, then I'll just start shouting names at them. Then if I see anyone,
do you think violence is the way to sort it? Because you remember in the Black Lives Matter like protests, and people were rioting and they were breaking down buildings and stuff, people said that violence is not the answer. So why would you be shouting names at them if you think violence is not the answer?
I didn't say violence is not the answer.
So do you think violence is the answer?
No. Yeah.
Why? So you think by punching someone, hitting them, hurting them, it will make them change?
Yeah.
Instead of just having a civilized conversation with them?
No, because that won't work. They won't get to listen.
I mean, if you express your views and your opinions, they should listen.
Well, if they don't?
Then you leave it.
Then that's everything.
Well, violence is not the answer, because then you'll be seen as the bad person.
And everything's going to come back at you, even though if you don't violence.
Okay, we've got a little talk to do after. Violence is not the answer, Daniel. Let's just put it out there right now. Anyways, thank you guys so, so much for listening to today's episode. Yeah, do you have anything else to say?
I just wanted to say hi, Dad, hi, Mom, and hello, you guys. And
don't need to make it so personal. What if they're
no,
not-
yeah, but I know someone's gonna be listening. So love you, and hi, Daniel. Hi, Daniel. Love you, Daniel.
Okay. We'll have to cut that bit out.
No, please don't.
Okay. This will be an episode that you can listen to when you're 60.
Why 60?
You want it to be 50?
No.
Okay, thank you guys so, so much for listening to today's episode. I loved it so much, and I am planning on doing these again, but with different ages, different types of people, and I'm super duper excited. So if you're not following me on my Instagram, you're not subscribed to any of my platforms, you should definitely go do that. On Spotify, you can actually subscribe, which I didn't know that because I don't use Spotify, but yeah, you can actually subscribe so you get notifications every single time I post, which is very useful. And yeah, thank you guys so, so much for listening. I love you all. Stay safe. Don't forget, if you want to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, that would be very, very helpful. Stay safe and tune in next Tuesday for a new episode. Bye, guys. Do you want to say bye?
Bye. Hi, Daniel.
Oh, bye. Oh, bless you.